West Georgia's first news on this Tuesday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. The City of Bremen on Monday adopting a resolution to opt in the statewide homestead exemption program passed by legislators in 2024. Bremen opting into the program established by House Bill 581 puts a limit on how much a home's value can be increased each year due to inflation. The decision comes after the city hosted three public hearings on the exemption for the public to collect information and share concerns.
We're rather benign as far as how this may affect us in the sense of we've determined that any exemption is not a per se a loss of future revenue. It's a decision of how we may address future millage rates with the digest that we have available. For us in fiscal year 2025, we determined that we needed $2 million to operate our organization. And whether we have X as a value to tax against or Y as a value, we still need $2 million to operate.
Bremen City Manager Perry Hicks.
One of the things that we have seen in looking at some of the comparisons around our area, the one thing that gets lost in a lot of this issue is that governments in preparing budgets in advance of levying millage rates, in preparing these budgets, they determine how much they're going to need in property taxes. And candidly, I can tell you that there are some jurisdictions around here that prepare a budget, adopt a budget, put it in place on July 1, and then a couple of months later then levy a millage rate that is for a significantly larger amount of taxes than the amount stated in the budget. I think that's a bone of contention with a lot of voters, homeowners, property taxpayers.
Governments and school boards in the state currently have until March the 1st to decide whether to opt in or out of the exemption, although legislation has been proposed to extend the deadline for making a decision to May the 1st of this year. District 30 State Senator Tim Bearden of Carrollton sponsoring a Senate bill that would require the collection of DNA samples from any individual in a detention facility charged with a misdemeanor or felony who is subject to an immigration detainer notice.
We should get DNA to make sure there's been no other crimes committed in this country because we want to make sure that justice is served for those individuals and those crime victim families have closure. And if they don't know who committed a crime, this may be a way. I assure you we'll solve crimes if we do this.
That bill expected to be discussed in the Senate Public Safety Committee this week. And the Georgia Department of Transportation advising that weather permitting, crews will close State Route 16 beginning Wednesday to through traffic between Beulah Church Road and Skinner Road from 8 a.m. until 5 o'clock each day necessary. The closure will allow crews to install storm pipes across State Route 16. I'm Colin Worthington.